Today on Gardening in a Minute, sprouts. Sprouts can make a crispy addition to sandwiches, stir fries, and other dishes. They can be eaten cooked or raw, and they're incredibly easy to grow. You can get started with little more than a wide-mouthed jar, a piece of cheesecloth, and a rubber band. It's best to purchase seed from a grocery or specialty store so that you'll get untreated seeds that are designed for sprouting. Common options include alfalfa, mung bean, broccoli, and radish seeds. There are several methods for growing sprouts, but they all rely on the right amount of water, warmth, and good air circulation. Growing sprouts only takes a few days from start to finish, so it's a great gardening project to do with kids. For more information about sprouts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, irrigating container gardens. Container gardens are perfect for gardeners who are short on space, but they may need to be watered daily during hot or dry times. You can choose to hand water your container gardens with a watering can, but some people prefer to install a micro-irrigation system. These systems use tubing and tiny emitters to deliver water directly to the plant's root zone. If you have access to an existing water source like a spigot, this type of system could work for you. Your local home improvement store will have all the parts that you need, and you can even incorporate a timer to make watering easier. Installing a micro-irrigation system will have some upfront costs, but it will pay you back in convenience over the years to come. For more information about irrigating container gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fragrance gardens. Scent is one of the strongest human senses, and fragrance gardens can add a new dimension to your landscape. With thoughtful planning and design, it's not hard to create a pleasant fragrance garden using the tangy scent of tea olive blooms, the heady perfume of gardenia flowers, or the resinous smell of pine needles. Many edible plants such as tomato, citrus, and herbs have strong scents that can be incorporated into your fragrance garden. Some plants release their fragrance with the heat of the sun, while others emit a scent only when crushed. Some plants, like night-blooming jasmine, moonvine, and angel's trumpet, have a scent only at night. Plant your own fragrance garden, and you'll be reminded to stop and smell the roses. For more information on fragrance gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Sweet Bay Magnolia. Magnolias are signature trees of the South, and the Sweet Bay Magnolia is a native tree that's beautiful and easy to grow. The Sweet Bay Magnolia is related to the well-known Southern Magnolia. The differences are that its evergreen leaves have a silvery underside, and its creamy white flowers are smaller in size. It's typically found in wetland areas. Sweet Bay Magnolia usually has a single trunk and upright branches, making it a nice tree for planting in outdoor living areas like decks, patios, and pools. It should be planted in full sun or partial shade, preferably in a rich acidic soil. Be sure to water it at least twice weekly for the first few months. Plant your Sweet Bay Magnolia now, and you could be enjoying its lemony-scented flowers this summer. For more information about Sweet Bay Magnolia, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Pineapple Guava. Pineapple guava offers gardeners the perfect combination of good style and good taste, literally. This large evergreen grows as a hedge or small tree, but it also produces delicious fruits that taste like a cross between pineapple and guava. Plants start flowering now with fleshy white blooms that have a cluster of showy red stamens in the center. The petals are even edible. The fruits typically ripen between August and October, falling off the plant once they're ready to eat. But you can pick them earlier and let them ripen indoors. Plant this cold hardy plant in a spot with full sun or part shade, watering it until it's established. After that, it'll be relatively carefree, bringing you sweet treats for years to come. For more information about pineapple guava and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.